Have you ever been or felt out of place because you were wearing the wrong attire at times? Yeah. Let me give you an example here. A couple of years ago, I went to a football game. San Francisco 49ers versus the Oakland Raiders, right? And if you don't know by now, I'm a 49ers fan, right? 49ers fan. What are the colors of the 49ers? The red, the gold. What about the Raiders? Black and silver. And I was wearing red. No. I was wearing red and gold, the 49ers, right? Problem was, the section we were seating, it was full of silver and black, right? So, talking about being in the wrong place, the wrong time, wearing the wrong thing. I mean, nothing against the Oakland Raiders, but some of the fans are very, how do I say, particular. You know, they got the spikes and all these, you know. I mean, I felt like a red bullseye target, you know, like fresh meat to be slaughtered, you know, and got all kinds of mean looks, you know, threats. So pretty much the whole time, the whole game, I had my head down, pretty much. I was just like, okay, all right, you know. And then, because I was scared. I thought I was going to get beat up, right? And then when the Niners scored, yes. low five, you know. And then, of course, the Niners won, right? So I was just quietly, you know, go off to the car, right? Or I remember one of my first days at the seminary is where we were formed to become priests. I came back from a round of golf, right? And I had this like yellow highlighter shirt on, you know, and that day we had a opening mass. It's like the beginning of the school year, opening mass, and the archbishop came, and I guess I didn't get the memo. Because, okay, nice round of golf. Okay, get the year started. And I came back. I walked into the chapel, and I had this, like, a yellow highlighter shirt. And everybody else was black. Like this formal black, the tie and everything. And I can tell, as soon as I walked in, all the eyes were just like, you know, and they're just talking, who is this idiot here coming in? I'm like, oh, and I can't leave the chapel either, right? I'm in there anyways, you know, make a bigger scene if I leave. So I just, you know, took it like a man, you know. But I wonder if that's how the man in the gospel who didn't come with the wedding garment, I wonder if that's how he felt, right? The king says to him, my friend, how is it that you came in here without wearing the wedding garment, right? You and I, we have been invited in the context of a wedding feast, right? And the king invites everyone, the good and the bad alike, he says. And it's a very special invitation because the king is God the Father. We are the bride, the church, that is to marry the son, the bridegroom. Right? And the wedding feast here refers to the eternal banquet in heaven. That is what he invites all of us to, right? But now, what would you wear? What would you wear to the eternal banquet when you meet Jesus in heaven? Think about that. What would you wear? What would you wear? Huh? Maybe not a 49ers jersey, right? Or a highlighter shirt, right? And ultimately, when we come to Mass, when we come to the Eucharist at church, this is pretty much as close as we can get to the eternal banquet while living on earth. This is perhaps a dress rehearsal. Every time we come to church, this is a dress rehearsal for the eternal banquet in heaven, right? So then, what do you wear to the dress rehearsal? Whatever you're wearing right now, that's right. Do we have any? Have you ever heard this concept of a liturgy police? Have you heard of this? Right, like police patrolling around to see any bad people, right? How about liturgy police? Do we have any police here at Mass? You know, it's like RoboCop, It's like RoboCop. You know, they're like scanning. All right, and look at this person. I can't believe this person dared to come to church wearing that. That's liturgy police right there, right? Or a couple weeks ago, we had a parish survey, right? And I didn't, there's a lot of comments. I didn't read all the comments, but some of the comments I read was about this issue, about this attire at the Mass, right? And then people should have more respect with what they wear. And also, after Mass, several times people have stopped me and said, you know, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? I said, okay, yeah, okay, what do you want to talk about? This person sitting two rows behind me, you know, she come to church dressed like that. What is it? This is not a bar, right? Or this other person, this is not a sports club. What is this? Father, you need to say something at Mass. You know, well, I'm saying something, all right? All right? I'm saying something, all right? But think about it. What is the proper attire for the dress rehearsal? What is the proper attire when you come to Mass? Right? It's a loaded question, right? You got to think about this. Culturally, okay, California is a more relaxed state than, let's say, the East Coast, right? So the dress attire is more relaxed here than the East Coast, right? Or like 1950s or 1940s, right? And if you think about it, Hawaii is more relaxed. They dress more relaxed than California. So you got to think of things in a cultural context, right? But also, I think what we're looking for is a sense of respect, a sense of reverence, a sense of love for God, right? A sense of love for the sacred space, right? You don't need to come rolling in a tuxedo, okay? But you probably don't want to come in pajamas either, right? And you probably need to, first of all, you got to wear something to church. Yes, sir, yes. Yeah, you got to wear something. Agree? Everybody agree with me so far? Yes, you got to wear something to church, right? And that something is mostly dependent on your judgment, right? Something that's respectful, that's reverent, shows love for God, shows love for the sacred space. Maybe you don't have to overdo it, but something that perhaps also clothing that does not draw attention to yourself, right? Clothing that does not degrade your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. You with me so far? Yeah. And use your judgment. Ask yourself, if I wanted to see Jesus in the eternal banquet in heaven, what would I wear? What would I wear to church? Right? And actually, it doesn't even matter what you wear. Let me tell you. Because you know why? If you think about it, this is the deeper question. You know, all the liturgy police out there checking people out. This is a deeper question, okay? You see, when you see Jesus in the eternal banquet, right? Do you think Jesus cares what you're wearing? Do you really think he cares if you're wearing pajamas or Versace? Do you really think he cares what you're wearing? No! But I'll tell you what he cares about. He cares just like the king. The wedding garment that the king is referring to is not necessarily the physical garment, but our spiritual garment. The garment of our souls. That's what he's referring to right there. When you and I, when we were baptized as babies, children, adults, we were all given a white garment, right? Which symbolizes the wedding garment in the gospel today, symbolizing our purity. Right? When all of our sins were wiped away. And I don't know when's the last time you went to a baptism, the rite of baptism, a ceremony, but it goes a little something like, okay, the priest, the deacon gives you the white garment and says, now take this white garment as a sign, a symbol of your purity, and keep this garment unstained, and bring that garment when you meet God in heaven, the eternal banquet, the wedding feast, right? Ever since the day that we were baptized, we're always called to go back to that state of wearing the wedding garment of purity in our hearts, right? And when we come to Mass, when you enter the church, what's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you do when you come into church? People do many things, okay? All right. But what's the first thing you do when you walk into the church? What is this, like a third base signal? I know the Giants won. Okay, all right. Yes, we walk into church, you dip yourself in the... And then you make a sign of the cross. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Because everybody else doing it? Right? When you come to Mass, you dip yourself in the holy water, make a sign of the cross. That's pretty much asking yourself, how clean, how white is my spiritual garment? As a reminder of our baptism. Every time when I wear this white thing here, an alb, I think I need to wash it. Okay. Every time I wear this white alb, it's a reminder of my baptism. When I put it on, asking myself, okay, how clean is my spiritual soul? These altar servers, every time you put that white thing on, the alb, okay, that's a reminder of our baptism, right? So how pure, how white is that spiritual garment you're wearing? The more important question, right? Is it like Clorox white, right? Or does it have a smell? Does it have a stench? Does it have a stain, right? And is the spiritual garment of our souls, when you walk into church, dip yourself in holy water, as you ask yourself that, is the spiritual garment of our souls presentable to Jesus in a respectful manner, right? A sense of reverence, of respect for the sacred spirit. That's the deeper question, right? That's a deeper question that we should be asking as we enter into church, right? What am I wearing spiritually as I enter into this Eucharistic feast, this dress rehearsal for God in heaven, right? So ask yourself this week for your homework, right? What would I wear? What would I wear to meet Jesus in the eternal banquet in heaven? That's your homework. Ask yourself that, right? Because like when you go on a date, do you spend a lot of time thinking about what you're going to wear? Or when you did go on a date? Right? So, well, if I wear this, well, I don't want to, right? Or the men, it's black or brown, you know? For me, it's just black now, okay? All right? But yeah, you probably spend a lot of time thinking about what you're going to wear, right? So, two parts. Number one, think about what am I going to wear physically to the dress rehearsal next week? What am I going to wear physically to Mass next week, right? Pick it out, envision it, pick it out, put it on, right? And wear what you're going to wear next week, physically. And number two, the more important question, what am I going to wear spiritually? My spiritual garment, right? Is it so fresh and so clean? Or is it stinky? Or is it dirty? And how can I clean it up so that it's presentable to Jesus